How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And let me tell you what, people, just when you thought the sports world was getting a little boring because there's not much going on, just welcome in NBA free agency and bam, you're going to have over $1 billion spent and all kinds of money being tossed around as if it's Monopoly. But hey, it's the way of the world, baby, and we're going to talk all about it. Other things happening, UFC, baseball, we all know that. Obviously, you can talk football any time of the year, but Mike Wilson, good morning, my brother. How about that billion plus that's been spent already in the NBA, bro? What say you?
Hey, it's good to be an NBA owner to throw around this Monopoly money, isn't it? And if you're a player, more power to you to collect some of this, collect some of these bags, man. I mean, it literally is just insane the amount of money being thrown around to some of these players because. Some of these players, Andy, I'll be quite honest, I'm looking like, you're going to make that much money? You're that kind of player? Oh, my God. Like, it's crazy.
Speaking of that kind of player, your boy, your guy, Dame Lillard, man, finally asking to be moved out of Portland. It's been a long time coming. So, hey, we'll get into that and a ton more on the other side, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a while. I haven't been here in a while, but I'm going to assume we've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. We'll talk baseball. We'll maybe dabble into hockey, some other things, whatever's on our mind. You know how it goes. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4545.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson coming at you. You can get at us, by the way. I didn't do that in the opening, so call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter, who on Twitter you can get at him at 12 John Poulter. Good morning, John. It's good to be back. It's good to be talking sports with you. How you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Welcome back. Doing very well, thanks. And I trust you had a great vacation.
Pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, got to see some parts of the world that I have yet to discover until, well, I mean, we discovered them, but have yet to go visit them until this moment in time. And yeah, it was an amazing journey. It was fun. It was great. It was we got to play with monkeys. We got to experience some waterfalls. We got to experience tropical life. It was great. I can't complain. Definitely a great time. But back to reality, back to working, back to talking sports. And I like that too. And speaking of which, I got to say, I was like thinking about this right before the segment, as we were going to bring you on, I was thinking to myself, you know, to me, it's been kind of a weird baseball season. It's been a little bit difficult for me to actually get into baseball thus far. And it's kind of that way every year. But I mean, we're like 80 some odd games into the year, maybe almost 90. Like, and I feel like I haven't watched much baseball at all. I'm just being honest with you. It's not that I don't know what's going on. It's just I have yet to, like, sit down and watch a game in its entirety. And it's kind of weird because I'm here in Arizona where the Diamondbacks are playing great. Obviously, we know I'm a Milwaukee Brewer fan, but they're long ways away, and I'm not checking them out as much. And, you know, the Rays are having an amazing season, but yet the Atlanta Braves are, like, right there. They're having a pretty awesome season, too, and it just kind of makes you scratch your head because the Rays got off to that great start, and what do they have to show for it at this moment in time, John? I mean, it's like, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of wild because the Braves are right there and maybe even a couple percentage points better than them at this moment in time. So it's been a weird year to me, John.
It has, and I'm very much like you, Andy, that apart from the three Blue Jay games that I have attended in person, I've probably seen about five games across Major League Baseball in their entirety all season. Now, part of that, I guess, is the same reasons that you've pointed out, that the season just hasn't grabbed me. And part of it is because, of course, so many games are available on television. You watch a game for a little while. It doesn't look like it's very interesting. You flip to another game. You watch that until it gets a little boring. Then you flip back to the first game. So, you know, it's part and parcel of the way that we are exposed to the game. But there's been very little that has riveted me to my TV set or caused me to want to go to the ballpark more to watch the game. And, you know, there's been the curiosity with the rule changes and those kinds of things. But it's been a very unusual situation. And, you know, you talk about the Tampa Bay Rays. Yes, they came out of the gate very quickly. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the fact that the Braves had caught the Tampa Bay Rays in terms of the least losses in the major leagues. They have now surpassed them. The Braves now have the best record in Major League Baseball. Very efficient month of June. I think they were 21-5 in the month of June. So they've really come to the forefront and showing us what a good baseball team they have down in Atlanta.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Happy post Canada Day and all that.
Thank you.
Had to look up what Canada Day was for you guys, and
it's our fourth of July.
That's what I figured. Yeah. That's what I learned yesterday. So it's always good. Look, you know, we talk about all these teams that are having success, like Tampa Bay and Atlanta. You know. And we've talked about the New York Mets and that payroll that they went that they have, and that the team's owner just went out and spent just a ton of money. They're not getting the results. Who's really to blame for the Mets' woes so far this season?
Well, I guess it depends on which way you look at it. Clearly, injuries have been a big piece of it. They lost Diaz, their number one closer.
Yeah.
As a result of an injury in the World Baseball Classic, I think that set a very bad tone for them. I mean, that was a huge hole to fill, because closer is one of those positions that you generally don't have a lot of backup for. You lean on one guy and hope that maybe every 3 or 4 days you have to lean on a second guy to maybe get in the game if your main guy has been in 3 days in a row. So I think that was a big factor. Scherzer hasn't pitched as well as they thought he would. Clearly, Verlander, although he pitched a great game on Saturday night, hasn't been what they expected for the money that they threw into him. And quite frankly, I just think it's a poorly constructed roster. I think it's more a bunch of individuals than it is a team. And we all know and have known for 100 years that baseball is a team game, and you need 25 guys playing on a regular basis. You need 25 guys you can rely on. You can't take one or two guys and build around them, and I think that's unfortunately what the Mets have tried to do, and I think it's backfired on them. And whether that's the fault of the front office or the fault of the ownership meddling or the fault of the ownership throwing too much money around and making it too easy for the general manager to go out and sign guys because he had a bottomless pit for a pocket and a budget, who knows? But I think it's a combination of things. And then, of course, you know, we talked about the Atlanta Braves. You add in the fact that the Braves have been the best team in baseball so far. You add in the fact that the Miami Marlins kind of came out of the woodwork. I don't think any of us saw the Miami Marlins being 10 or 12 games above 500 at the end of June, going into July. So I think there's a number of factors there, Mike, and I don't know whether you can point the finger at one specifically or whether we just say it's a combination of a bunch of bad things.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. It's interesting you mentioned the Marlins, because that's where I wanted to go next. You know, it's an interesting division, because Atlanta is the model of consistency, right? You're talking about the Mets, who are the model of inconsistency. And then you talk about the Miami Marlins, who, like, they have no business doing what they're doing, guys. Like, let's keep it real here. But They're doing it. And see, to me, that's what sports are about in general, right? Is like you have these unbelievable stories that happen, and I would put the Miami Marlins like right there. That to me in baseball right now, I think that's probably the biggest shock. Maybe even the Diamondbacks to a certain degree. That's a pretty big shock. Like they're in first place right now. I don't know if anybody would have ever expected that. And then like you look at the Texas Rangers. I think that those to me, like, they might be shocks, but they also might be the three best things going in baseball right now, John.
Yeah, and let's add the Cincinnati Reds into that equation too, Andy. You know, there's a team that I don't think anybody thought was going to be anything better than fourth place, most likely fifth place in that central division of the National League. And they're tied with the Brewers at first place, 44 and 39, and in fact were in first place by themselves for two or three days in the past week. So I think they come into the equation as well. Miami is surprising too, maybe because they're doing most of this with doing all terrific.
I think we may have lost you. There we go.
Out of Alcantara, I don't think Alcantara is pitching anywhere near as well as everybody imagined after the last couple of years. So I think what the Marlins are doing is spectacular. But I think the Reds deserve to be in that conversation as well because they've really played well the last 30, 45 days.
No, I agree. I mean, definitely that's an impressive run from them. We know that. That division, though, I gotta say, it's no shock that both Centrals are extremely weak, whether it's the American League Central or the National League Central. I don't think any of those teams are any good, to be honest with you. And the Braves are much better. The Marlins are much better. D-backs, Dodgers, they're a lot better than those squads. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We'll do that. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with the Professor of Sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. All three of us. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Alrighty, everyone. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we talk hockey when it's appropriate, Major League Baseball. And, you know, it is appropriate to talk NHL hockey at this point in time, John. Obviously, the draft, obviously some free. We need to get the skinny, man. Who's the winners? Who was the losers from the draft? And then let's talk about some of these big free agency guys that got landed somewhere. So let's get after it.
Well, clearly the winner in the draft, the Chicago Blackhawks. I think everybody knew going in who the best player was. They had the first pick. They took him. We're talking about Connor Bedard, a generational player, certainly in terms of what you would project for him. You know, he's a Nathan MacKinnon, he's a Connor McDavid, he's a Wayne Gretzky. I won't go as far as to say he's a Bobby Orr, but he's certainly in that top echelon in terms of rookies we've seen in the last few years. He's going to be a big impact for the Blackhawks, and the Blackhawks have already started to try and surround him with a couple of what I would consider to be minor signings. I'm thinking Corey Perry, number one. A couple of guys they've picked up to try and, I guess, teach him to be a professional and give him a little bit of support while he breaks in, because clearly we've got a generational player going to a very poor team, a team that's been at the bottom of the standings for the last 3, 4, 5 years. Big road for him, big shoulders for him, but he's a very mature young man. He delivers himself very well when he speaks. I think he'll be a great asset to the National Hockey League and specifically the Chicago Blackhawks. So I guess he was the big hit in the draft. The rest of it went pretty much as we expected, with the exception of a couple of the Russian players falling down in the rankings, specifically because, A, they're either under contract, or, B, because of the political issues we're seeing in Russia these days. You really don't know when you're going to be able to get some of these guys out. So I think that hurt a few of the European players. But, you know, an awful lot of good players drafted, a lot of very good young men drafted. So interesting to see out of that draft, there was a lot of players came out of the U.S. Under-18 development program. And that's a program that's been building over the years and has sort of been the foundation for all of the great American players we're seeing in the National Hockey League today. So good to see that as a source. It used to be if you didn't play Major Junior A in Canada, you really weren't going to make the NHL. That has changed tremendously. Looking at the free agent signings, not too many yesterday that surprised me. I think the thing that to me was a pleasant surprise, and I didn't get a chance to digest all of this because I was out most of yesterday, so it was late last night when I started reading up on this, but one of the things that struck me as being, two things struck me as being very unique here. One was that the New York Rangers seemed to be signing a lot of what I would call retreads, a lot of guys coming off down years, getting on in terms of age, signing them to one-year contracts and two-year contracts, looking like they're specifically building for the win-now philosophy. And the other thing that struck me was that, with one or two exceptions, most of the contracts that were signed were for shorter years than we have seen in the past. We didn't see any of these seven-year deals for $80, $90, $100 million that we've seen in the last 5 or 6 years. Part of that, of course, is the fact that the cap only went up $1 million. I think it's $83.5 million for the coming season. We saw a few buyouts as teams try to get around those salary cap issues. But all in all, I think what surprised me was the shorter term of contracts that we saw with a lot of these players.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. Obviously, draft just took place. Free agency. We talk about the free agency frenzy in the NBA, and not quite the same in the NHL, right? Like, over $1 billion, John, the first 5 minutes of the NBA free agency market. That's how much money was tossed around. I want to go back to something because I think it's interesting, or at least maybe it's interesting. 224 picks for the NHL draft, right? Yeah. Out of all those players, I'm just curious, like, how many of those guys will actually make the NHL? Like, is there a percentage that you can kind of come up with about that out of the 224 drafted players in 2023, how many will actually see the ice in next season?
Oh, next season, I would say probably maybe 15%, probably closer to 10%.
Interesting. So then they go into some... But do they go...
Keep in mind what they're drafting here, Andy, is for the most part, the good players they're drafting are 18-year-olds. And the parallel there is not like the NFL, where you can draft a guy out of college and expect that he may start in the first year if he's a good player. It's more like baseball, where you're drafting an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old, and he's got two or three minor league seasons before you really know what you're getting. A lot of these guys that are being drafted are going to back to college, back to junior hockey, back to play in Europe. Probably, I would be surprised if any more than about 10 of the first-round draft choices actually play regularly in the NHL next year. I think it's going to be 3 to 4 years, as it is most years, before we find out just how good this draft was. But this draft was deemed to be one of the deeper drafts in recent years, so perhaps those numbers will get skewed a little bit because of that. But just like baseball players, most of these kids are not ready to play in the NHL at 18, the same way as most Major League Baseball drafts are not ready to play in the major leagues at 18. It's pretty much a parallel, I think, from that standpoint, Andy.
So that's interesting to me. I know Mike has something to add, and I think I don't think a lot of people realize what you just said, and I think that's important for people to get it. NHL draft is similar to NFL draft, where yes, those guys are going right in the league, but may take 3 or 4 years to see what you actually have in a player. So I think that's interesting. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry. Mike, you there? There he is. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Sorry about that, guys.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah. Okay. No, okay. So, John, it just sounds like the NHL draft is kind of like, to me, the parallel would be the NBA. There's a lot of, they're drafting on potential, correct?
I don't follow the NBA closely enough to really speak intelligently about that, Mike. I would say it's closer to baseball from the standpoint that drafting an 18-year-old hockey player is pretty much the same as drafting a high school baseball player at age 18. He's 2 or 3 years away from being on the major league roster. You really don't know what you've got. I think probably, from the limited knowledge I have of the NBA, there's probably 4 or 5 guys every year that you know are going to jump right in and play regularly in the NBA in their rookie season. It's probably pretty much the same. Maybe I would say, I think probably about 10 of those 32 players that were drafted in the first round, I think we'll probably see 10 of them playing fairly regularly this season. But after that, you're looking at sending guys back to college, back to junior, back to Europe to get some seasoning and come back to North America as better hockey players.
I think that's interesting, though. I really do. That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You can get involved on the conversation if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Those are digits. Okay, so just putting this in perspective, John, what are their contracts when they come out? Like the first, do they have like a 3-year contract for these guys,
yeah,
coming into the league? How does that work?
Yeah, they have what's called an entry-level contract, and it's generally a three-year contract. I think the figure is between $850,000 and $900,000 per year for each of those contracts. So, you know, even the big guys like Bedard, when they come out, they're getting three-year contracts for less than $3 million. Then they start to cash in, and they become unrestricted free agents after 6 or 7 years, a little bit like baseball in that respect, where a guy doesn't really become a big-ticket item until he's been in the majors 5 or 6 years when he's been under contract. That's when the big paydays come in. What they're trying to do with a lot of these guys is they're trying to now lock in players after they get into their third year of their entry-level contract, lock them up long-term. That's helping and it's hurting. It's helping get some cost-effectiveness for teams and some salary security for the younger players. But what it is doing is it's tying guys up through their unrestricted free agent years. And that's why we're seeing less guys going to the market now as unrestricted free agents. The trickle-down effect for that is that what we saw yesterday, as I mentioned, was shorter-term contracts for most of these guys, and a lot of the big names are locked up long before July the 1st comes around. So it's changing the landscape of the free agency market is what it's really doing. But what everybody's doing is they're looking for cost certainty on the owner's part. They're looking for salary security on the player's part. And so many of these deals where they lock them up for long term before they become free agents are including no trade clauses or specifically no movement clauses, the difference being no trade as you can't trade the player, no movement as they can't even send him to the minor leagues.
Interesting stuff. John Poulter, professor of sports. Great talking to you today, John. Glad to be back in the seat here and can't wait to talk to you next week.
Yeah, likewise,
have a great
guys.
Day.
Have a great weekend and a great 4th of July, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds good. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball and NHL hockey like nobody else does. That's why we have them for you people to listen to. So keep it close. We'll be right back. I think we got to talk some NBA free agency after all that insanity.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. From Mike Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, Mike, holy hell, man. We got some real money being tossed around in the NBA. Free agency frenzy has come. It's still going. Obviously, a big catch is still out there in Dame Lillard. The only concern I have for him, obviously, are who are the suitors when it comes to the amount of money that Dame is making. I know Miami is being talked about a lot. That would be interesting. That would be intriguing, I guess. I do think it would make Miami a very difficult out, as we've already seen that they're pretty difficult out as it is. They did lose Strus. They did lose Gabe Vincent. So they did lose some pieces to the puzzle that kind of made them go. So again, I always think it's interesting when you're trying to buy a championship or get players in. I think Dame is an unbelievable talent. I listen to all the analysts say that there's not a bad fit. Dame can go anywhere. I don't know, man. I'm not sold on that kind of thing necessarily. But he is a great talent. You pair him up with Jimmy Buckets. You put him with Bam Adebayo. I think he got something there. I do. But so much movement. So many things happened so far. Like, what's the most eye-popping free agency signing to you thus far?
Wow, that's – you know what? That is a really, really good question. You know, in terms of money,
yeah, sure.
It just kind of stuck out to me. I'm like, this guy got a little over $200 million. It's Bain from Memphis. His contract is like some 5-year, $206 million deal, and I'm sitting there going, Bain. He's getting that much money. Holy smokes. I mean, that just kind of that blew me out of the water, because I don't necessarily look at him as like a max kind of guy. And I don't know if it wasn't the full super max or anything like that, but to land a 5-year, $206 million contract and it's him. That was a little bit shocking. What about you? What was the most shocking contract in terms of numbers, or maybe who they signed with, type of deal for you, man?
Fred VanVleet, $130 million deal with the Houston Rockets, $43 million a year for that guy. Look, I know he had a nice season. I know he's a champion, but that That to me seems a little outlandish. I think this is an interesting one where Kyrie Irving took 126 mil, I believe it was, or something like that, to go back to the Dallas Mavericks. I didn't necessarily see him going back to the Mavericks. So to me, I think that's interesting. It's weird because I don't know if you remember, but I remember what Luka was like at the end of the year. I don't think Luka was happy about Kyrie and him being on the same floor. So I don't.
Amen.
I don't know if I fully understand him not opting and going somewhere else. That to me was a bit surprising. I think in general, like what Houston has done, I think is interesting. They got Dylan Brooks, I think, for 4 years for 80 mil.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a guy that I would have liked the Bucks to have somehow tried to figure out a way to get him. They couldn't offer him, you know, the 20 mil. I think they could have offered him around 12. So again, man, we understand the dynamics of how things work. Most of these guys, they want to get paid, okay? But you saw, okay, I'm kind of torn on what the Bucks have done, because I get it. It makes sense to me. Like bringing back Chris, it makes sense. Okay. It does, because that's a guy that really helped your organization.
Right.
So there is a certain part to that of where the Bucks are being loyal, but they also must feel that cash is going to be able to come back, and cash is going to be cash. Otherwise, I understand he took less money. Okay, the guy was going to get 40 and then 42 or something like that, right? So him taking 33 is a little bit of a discount, and it's crazy that we're talking about it like that too, right? Because we're talking about $34 million, for crying out loud, right? But at the end of the day, he didn't get the max. I think the guy that got paid a little bit more than I was expecting is Brooke. Brooke got $48 million
right.
for 2 years. And that is interesting to me, because I think that they probably wanted to give him somewhere around 18 to 20. So they gave him a little bit more. And maybe that was part of the plan too. I don't know. Right. Like I'm not in those meetings or anything, but maybe that was part of the plan. Like, Chris, we need to take a little back, but give you that guarantee, right? Like we're not shorting you by any means, but we might need a little extra money to keep Brooke around, and we need that anchor on our defense, right? Like, so as much as like they're old as all hell, bro. Like that's what I'm trying to say. Like they're older
right.
than hell. Like that did not change. So that to me is why I really wanted them to go after a Dylan Brooks or somebody like that, because you got to get younger somehow, some way. And there's something to that guy. He's got a little nasty dog in him. And, you know, you bring back Jay Crowder, which, for crying out loud, man, they gave up 5 freaking draft picks for the guy. So you better bring him back for a year. At least give him a year chance, right? So some of the moves like that they made, they make sense to me based on the situation. And here's something that I think people aren't really paying attention to. I don't know if you saw, but I put a post on there a couple weeks back, maybe a week ago or whatever, when right after the Suns picked up Bradley Beal, which, by the way, that, you know, that was good pickup, but again, you got to get a bunch of like mid-level guys now, and people are going to take the veteran minimum. So, and they are filling it out. They did pick up a couple of those guys, but here's the point, okay? Look, you when you try to buy championships, you better be making really good financial decisions. And the way that the Bucks have done this, Mike, they've set themselves up so that when Giannis is ready to become a free agent, well, guess what? Cash's contract is up. Drew's contract is up. Brooke's contract is up. They're going to have over $100 million for them to go back out and get guys, right? And that'll be when Giannis can go, well, hey, I want so-and-so. I want so-and-so. And I want to play with that guy. So they've actually set themselves up really, really well for after the new collective bargaining agreement comes, which is in a couple of years. They're actually in really good financial situation, whereas certain teams like the Phoenix Suns, who have four max dudes, they're not in such great financial they don't have that same flexibility is what I'm trying to say. So be careful what you wish for is what I'm trying to say. And hopefully your management is looking at things and looking in the future. To me, that's the biggest mistake, Mike, is everybody wants to win right now, but at what cost? And then how much does that set your franchise back? Like, how many years? I'm telling you, man, if the Suns don't win next year, they're going to be bad for the next decade. Like, that's the truth. That's the reality of the situation. And you know what? If they wind up winning next year, they might be bad anyway for the next decade. So it's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And you have to try. But I also feel like spending money foolishly is a really dangerous game to be playing when you're in professional sports right now with the way that the money keeps going with everything. You heard us talk about it, right? We're talking about it, monopoly money. It's becoming more and more like that in every single sport. Sounds like the NHL has it right. But NBA and NFL, dude, they're out of control, bro. They're out of control.
No, and you're right in terms of your analysis of the Milwaukee Bucks. Trying to be smart with it, trying to look down the road, you know, that they're going to have to sign the Greek Freak to, you know, like that contract's going to be just massive for them, and the other contracts that will be coming off of books right about that same time. You know, I look at, you know, you let off asking me, you know, contracts that were shocking or surprising. You know, as I listened to your soliloquy there about your Milwaukee Bucks, you know, the Bruce Brown contract that he signed with Indiana, $45 million for 2 years for a guy that comes off the bench, so he's making $23.5 million. I thought that was a little. I was like, wow, okay, that I'd go to Indiana for 2 years and $45 million if that was me as well. And the other one, you know, Portland signing Jeremy Grant, 5 years, $160 million. I don't know, Andy. I mean, I look at these contracts, and yes, it is monopoly money, and it's just ungodly sums of money bags that, you know, athletes that we grew up with, you know, Magic and Bird and, you know, MJ. And MJ got his bags at the end of his career from Chicago, but overall, like, MJ was underpaid. And these guys, bench guys, are getting over 20 million per year. So it is just insane amount of money.
The endorsements are where he made his money, and he was smart because that he could get players around him. A lot like a guy that we know in the NFL named Tom Brady. These guys just know how to win, man. Right. There's a reason why people want to play with them. Because they know how to win, they know what it takes, and they're willing to give up a little bit of their salary to get players around them. We got to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Time this hour here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and we're talking NBA free agency frenzy, which always happens. It's like a soap opera for us, man. It's fantastic to have all this money being tossed around, and we get to break it down, the good, the bad, the ugly, what we think makes sense, what we don't think makes sense. And oh man, I just wish I was on the market like these guys a little bit, Mike. I gotta tell you,
right?
It would make things a little different for us, man. It really would. It'd be nice. But Jacques Landale, the Houston Rockets were pretty active. I think the Lakers did pretty well too, bro. I don't know about you, but I like Lakers did. You know, just keeping guys around LeBron and younger guys like. They have a good mix. So right now, like to me, yeah, I like what Houston did. I don't know if it amounts to anything for them, you know, right away or anything like that. But and giving Fred VanVleet the 43, to me, that's a little crazy. I mean, but it is what it is. It's today's NBA, you know. So more power to them for having that cash to throw around. But I do like what the Lakers have done. What say you?
No, I mean, as much as it tastes like vinegar coming out of my mouth with the Lakers, they've kept the shooters around LeBron, and that's how he operates the best, is when he has shooters. And it's good. The Rockets had a lot of cap room to spend money, so that doesn't shock me.
I think Russ Westbrook for $8 million for 2 years is pretty good deal. Hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We'll do that. Hour one in the books. Hour two on the horizon. More Fun Sports. Weekend Edition. Be back.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A mass shooting in Maryland leaves two people dead and dozens more wounded. Mayor Brandon Scott is calling on the community to help bring those responsible to justice.
Somebody knows who did this. I don't care if it's the parents, the brother, the wife, the girlfriend of those who are responsible. We need you to say something.
Police say someone opened fire at a block party in South Baltimore just after midnight, wounding 30 people. Thousands turned out to see former President Trump at a rally in South Carolina. Laura Winters reports supporters have ideas as to who Trump should pick to be his VP.
Some supporters say they'd love to see him pick Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis as his running mate.
I think Ron DeSantis and Trump needs to run together. I mean, everybody likes either one, but if they came together, I mean, they'd be strong.
The reception for one Republican from the host state, though, wasn't so warm.
Senator Lindsey Graham, who is... Really? God, I'm going to have to work on these people.
Senator Graham was booed and heckled when he spoke earlier in the day. Graham has been an ardent supporter of Trump. Over 100 million Americans are still under air quality alerts due to smoke from Canadian wildfires. Hundreds are burning across the country, and some are so out of control, officials have no choice but to let them continue burning. Warnings are in place from Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. Another bus full of migrants has been shipped from Texas to California. It's the second busload in the last 2 weeks. 41 migrants arrived in Los Angeles yesterday. Twitter is now limiting the number of posts that users can read per day. Chairman Elon Musk announced limitations yesterday to discourage, quote, extreme levels of system manipulation. He claimed organizations and bots have been scraping Twitter data and impacting the user experience. Verified users are able to read 6,000 posts a day. Unverified accounts can only view 600. This is USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
What you believe might not be. Step into the zone. Paranormal, we go.
From the cold, dark depths of a secret dungeon somewhere deep in the remote Pacific Northwest, I am Jeremy Scott. I'm always fascinated to talk about some of the classics when it comes to UFO cases, and tonight is no exception.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.
Record travel this 4th of July weekend is not without delays. The Transportation Security Administration says nearly 2,900,000 people passed through security checkpoints on Friday, beating the previous record from 2019. Thousands of flights this weekend have already been affected. FlightAware reporting 1,800 delays today across the USA and nearly 500 cancellations. If you're going by car, that's the majority. AAA expects 51 million people to travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday weekend. Fireworks sales are expected to hit an all-time high this year. The American Pyrotechnics Association predicts retail sales across the country will top $2.4 billion this year. That's $100 million more than last year. Pam Adams, co-owner of MPA Fireworks in East Texas, tells CBS 19 it's getting busier.
The first 6 or 7 days, it's not very busy, but the last 3 or 4 days, it kicks in.
The industry group urges people to buy legal fireworks and warn that safety must always be the number one priority. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is off to a rough start at the box office.
Despite landing at number one in its opening weekend, The Indiana Jones Farewell disappointed with $24 million in its first day. Through 3 days, the fifth installment of the Harrison Ford action-adventure series is expected to make $60 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, NBA free agency has come and not gone. There's still a big prize out there. Damian Lillard wants to get out of Portland. Probably deserves to get out of Portland. Been loyal for so damn long. And you know what? At every moment in time, there's a breaking point for people, and I think he finally got to that point. But a lot of money being tossed around in the NBA. The NHL free agency is here. The draft has come. Obviously, we can always talk NFL football. There's so much going on there now with Aaron Rodgers, with the Jets, and Russell Wilson having such a terrible season. Could he bounce back and be okay? And Aaron Donald, will he get traded? You just never know, man. So much going on. Mike, you ready to rock and roll this hour or what, brother?
Yeah, let's rock and roll. Let's all talk about it all, man. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, there is a ton of things to dive into. And I think I want to get back into some of that free agency money and talk about a few guys that really got paid. Obviously, some good deals. Sabonis, one of them. $217 million. You talked about a $206 million. Bell for Bane. Just so much money being tossed around. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. Get at us, people. Let's rap about the sports world, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, so I do want to talk to you a little bit more about the free agency stuff. And then I do want to talk some NFL and whatever else is on your mind, bro. Cause it's at that time of the year. It's like not that much to talk about, but with the NBA free agency, it's like, we got a ton to talk about. Like value wise, do you think Russell Westbrook for 2 years, $8 million going back to the Clippers is a smart move? I do too. Again, we're talking about a guy that was a triple double machine, and obviously he's taken his lumps and bruises over the past few seasons, but That to me is like a really good value signing. Almost like, honestly, I'm almost like disappointed that if that's all you're going to give him, like I might have tested the water somewhere else if I'm Russ, and like somewhere where you really, really have a great shot to win a championship. Because I'm sorry, man, but I don't trust PG-13, and I sure as hell don't trust Kawhi Leonard. So good value there, though. Dante DiVincenzo going to get $50 million from the New York Knickerbockers. What I like about this is he's going to play ball with his two buddies from college, Jalen Brunson and Jason Hart. I actually thought, in a weird way, it would have been nice to see him go back to the Milwaukee Bucks, because they actually were they were missing what he was bringing to the table, if you ask me. Austin Reeves getting picked back up by the Los Angeles Lakers, and quite frankly, dude, if they didn't pick him back up, that would have been a huge mistake, because we know that guy can ball. I just some interesting signing. D'Angelo Russell getting $37 million to go back to the Lakers. What do you think of that?
You know, I kind of go back and forth with D'Lo there, but I understand why the Lakers did it. I think he does provide a little bit of stability when he comes in. Either whether he starts or he comes off the bench, you know, he's not some scrub. But man, it's one of those. Once again, it's $37 million for D'Angelo Russell, $37 million. And I'm like, you just have to let these numbers kind of sink in a little bit to really grasp the amount of money that these guys are being paid now. And, you know, you and I talk it all the time. Hey, look, you get paid what your worth is, what the market determines what your worth is. And sometimes you're left scratching your head. You know, if that's the going rate for D'Angelo Russell, so be it. More power to him. I'm always gonna be on the side of the players. Get your bag, man. Get your money while you can, because your career is relatively short in terms of athletics. So I think that's a good solid move, I think, for the Lakers. And then, you know, look, here's the other thing that's sticking out there, and people are making a big deal out of this. James Harden. Once again, he's trying to force his way out of of another organization. Who wants to take a chance on this guy? You know, people talk about the Knicks. Like, if I'm the Knicks, the only name I would have on the phone would be Joel Embiid. Like, I wouldn't want James Harden. You know, Harden is getting to that point where you're like, is he washed? Like, is he worth it anymore? To me, no. I wouldn't want James Harden on Boston. Boston, you know, they wouldn't do that. Brad Stevens, there's no way he would even probably think about that, you know, putting James Harden on the Celtics. But it's one of those things where some of these guys, I you know, they've been great for a long amount of time. Now they're starting to show their age, and Harden is certainly one of those people. I mean, look, we know what Harden brings. Harden brings, you know, scoring. He likes to dribble the ball a lot. So, you know, the offense will stop with him. He likes to force his way out of town. You know, he doesn't keep himself in shape anymore. He spends too much money in the strip clubs. But there is no way I would want James Harden on my team. And you just talked about the Clippers. You don't trust PG-13, Kawhi, you know, that. The one team that's being mentioned as a trade destination for Harden is the Clips. I don't know how that would work. You know, you look at how that team's constructed. I think that would just be a disaster for the Clips if they brought in Harden. But, I mean, I don't know anything, and, you know, we'll kind of take it from there.
Yeah, and his outfits, man. I don't know who the hell dresses that guy, but holy hell, he's got a lot of nerve with some of that stuff he wears out in public. Obviously, I'm kidding around. But anyways, another guy that I think is literally ripping people off, and it's crazy, Draymond Green. I mean, 20,
right. Yep.
$5 million a year for what he does. You know, it's like, I don't know. And you know, Jordan Poole gets shipped out, right? And they bring in Chris Paul. I mean, I'm really – Draymond Green doesn't like Chris Paul, or at least he said that a couple of years back. And I don't know, man. Like, I just find it really interesting some of these moves that are made and some of the thought processes, right? Like with these coaches that think I can change the way somebody thinks or feels about somebody. I think that's going to be an interesting dynamic, you know. And what are your thoughts about Chris Paul and the way that things went down for him with the Phoenix Suns? Good, bad, ugly. I mean, it's a business. We all understand that, right?
Right.
But do you think that they did him wrong in any way, shape, or form? And I know I'm just throwing this at you. This isn't anything that we've discussed or anything. So,
right.
Draymond Green ripping people off for $25 million a year for another 4 years in Warrior Land, and you know you bring Chris Paul into that mix, and I don't know. I'm curious how all that works out. What do you think?
Well, with Draymond, I mean, I don't know how big the market really was for him in terms of, you know, in reality, the options that he had in terms of teams. I think the best place for him is Golden State because, you know, you got the Splash Brothers and him been there for so long, and they're just making the commitment. Okay, we're going to run this thing back. Here we go. We're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep on this same train until the wheels fall off, you know, kind of deal in Golden State. And Golden State, look, they're not scared of the luxury tax. They're not scared of spending money. They've done that in the past. So, I mean, that didn't exactly shock me in terms of that kind of thing. But, I mean, look, even with my Celtics and Porzingis, you know, there's some risk there, but I like the acquisition for sure with Porzingis because he's entering his prime. He can take some pressure off of JB and JT there a little
right.
bit. So we'll see what happens, but it's pretty crazy.
It is, man. NBA free agency frenzy. It's always fun at this time of the year because tons of money gets tossed out there and tons of dudes get paid. All right, we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. I think we got to shift gears. Let's get into some NFL talk, bro. It's been a little too long. We haven't talked NFL in a long, long time. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain, they know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. So I do want to talk NFL football with you for a while. And one of the things I'll be looking for throughout the season, obviously, is watching a lot of the quarterbacks. We know that it's a quarterbacks league, so interesting to see if certain people can bounce back, and we'll see if certain people going to new places will be the difference maker, and obviously a little bit of that. But I'm also going to be watching DeMar Hamlin, see this guy get back out on the field. I think that story is just – it's ridiculously incredible. So more power to that guy for having the desire and the drive to want to get back out there on the field. And hopefully it goes well. Like, let's be honest. And I think it will go well. I think, you know, he's getting all kinds of great medical attention and obviously the best in the business when it comes to that. So what are some of your things you're looking for with this year's NFL?
Well, I mean, look, I mean, we live in the Valley of the Sun, so we have the Arizona Cardinals here in town. I'm just, you know, Buda Baker announced he's going to be at Cards Camp despite being, you know, wanting to be traded. It'll be interesting to just see how the new regime here in town deals with everything, because I think you and I both agree the Cardinals are going to be bad. Like, it's just, you know, they might as well get ready for the commissioner to announce Arizona Cardinals are on the clock, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
With next year's draft. I'm interested to see how your Packers do in the first year without having a Hall of Fame quarterback as the leader. You know, I've heard both sides of this in terms of, you know, they think Jordan Love's going to be great. They think Jordan Love, I mean, you had to wait 4 years to see this, and there's stuff leaking out of camp about some things that are good, some things that are bad. It's kind of hard to decipher unless you're there actually visually seeing it to kind of make hay of that. My Miami Dolphins, for the first time in a long time, they have expectations. They have high expectations in South Beach, and that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because to me it all revolves around Tua and his health, and does he stay healthy. And they brought in Nick Fangio, or Vic Fangio to be the defensive coordinator, which to me, you know, right up there with Jalen Ramsey, the Jalen Ramsey acquisition, that was probably the best acquisition that Miami got over the offseason. Pittsburgh did. I mean, I know I have it's a house full of Steelers fans, but it's one of those things. I think the Steelers could be a surprise in the NFL. I think they drafted well. They did some free agent signings that were solid. The Seahawks. I'm on the Seahawks train a little bit. I think the Seahawks are going to be a little bit better than people think. I think they're up and coming. They can make some noise in that division. San Francisco quarterback. Who's it going to be? What are you rolling with Purdy? Or the other guy? There are so many questions, Andy, going into the NFL season. I mean, we'll be talking about it from now until the Super Bowl in terms of these stories. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and the NFL, you and I both know, never disappoints.
No, I want to kind of jump in there on a few things that you mentioned. We'll start with the Green Bay Packers, obviously something, you know, that's really near and dear to my heart. I really think Jordan Love is going to be a lot better than people are expecting. You know, I've heard the so-called experts, right? You know, the people that right. do the analysis on TV because they're put in our face and they're experts, which, by the way, the other day, some cuts were made by the four-letter network. And I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who.
Holy smokes.
I don't know who's in charge of hiring and firing and whatever, however that works. But sometimes you make mistakes with certain people that you don't let go, and then certain people that you are letting
right.
go. Okay, just making that extremely clear to people, because on that list, I was shocked and surprised at some of the names that I saw. So, hey, more power to you when you can let go of 20 people, and some of those people are really good at what they do. But they didn't fit what you're looking for right now. So, whatever that means. Okay, getting back to business now. I really think Jordan Love is going to be better than what people think. I know everybody's hyped up on Detroit. We'll see,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, pump the brakes.
We'll see, yeah. Okay? We'll see. Like, yeah, slow down a bit, and we all get caught speeding, and we all like to think about, hey, who's the next hot thing, and when's that going to happen? Let's give it some time. Remember, Jared Goff is Jared Goff, okay? End of
right.
story. Yeah, end of story there. You look at the NFC South, and that looks like a pathetic division, right?
Hot mess.
With the Falcons,
yeah.
the Carolina Panthers, New Orleans Saints, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, honestly, you ask the average person to tell me the quarterbacks of those teams. I don't think many people know.
Right.
Like no joke, man. I'm interested about Justin Fields. You know, like,
yep.
people are up and down on this guy so much. But I saw a lot of good from that dude without a lot on the offensive side. So give him some freaking talent. Maybe he'll be okay. And you know, that's
right.
that's the key in general, right? Like, that's the key. You have to have talent around you to be successful. So, again, give some people a break here and there. I'm just kind of going around it. Like, you mentioned the Arizona Cardinals, you know, and in the NFC West, I mean, it's obviously the San Francisco 49ers. You mentioned Brock Purdy or the other guy, which you forgot his name. It's Trey Lance, okay? We forgot about
Trey,
the guy.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We forgot because Brock Purdy was so damn good. He was Purdy, okay? Dude was amazing. Obviously, we hope the best for that off-season surgery, and all signs are that things went well. But again, you don't know until you get back out on that field, you get your first couple few hits, and you know, I think from there the rest will be history. But the Arizona Cardinals, bro, that's going to be a disaster. We know that. It's going to be a fun disaster to watch. Okay, Seattle. I don't know. I mean, you know, they seem to maximize when you think they're not going to be that great. You know, and yeah, I mean, Geno was way better than people thought, right? So, kudos to him. God, the Rams were bad, weren't they? Woo. Injuries plagued them. So, you know, and
yeah,
talks about Aaron Donald maybe being traded. So, you know, there's a lot going on there. I do think the AFC East is going to be fun, right? Because Aaron Rodgers is there, and that's a pretty good division, like you were talking about, Tua with Miami, and obviously Josh Allen with Buffalo and New England. They're never, you know, like, even when they're not that good, they're still tough. That might be the most fun division to watch this year, right? With everything that's going on in that division. I think Baltimore and Lamar, will he get back to being that MVP like guy? You know, I mean, he's now got weapons, dude, right? Like, he has no more excuses. Yep. It always used to be like, you don't have wide receivers, you got the best tight end in the game, but you don't, or maybe the best tight end in the game. I'm not trying to disrespect Travis Kelce at all, right? Like, no disrespect, but Mark Andrews just very even in the sense of what he provides for Baltimore. So no disrespect out there to anybody, but the truth is I'm excited to see what Baltimore brings to the table. You know, Lamar got paid. He's happy. He's got weapons.
Right.
That's going to be fun. Cincinnati now is Cincinnati, right? With Joey Big Game, and that they're legit. Cleveland and Pittsburgh. You think Pittsburgh's going to be better than people think? We'll see. I don't know. Again, quarterback situation in there, I'm not totally certain of. AFC South, that's another one of those divisions. I think it's Jacksonville, bro. That's the team to be looking out for in that division.
Yeah.
I hear the music. I do hear the music. We'll take a break, and I think that the West is pretty intriguing too in the AFC. So, like you said, man, the NFL is fun, bro. It's just like nonstop. We can always talk NFL. Speaking of nonstop, I'm talking nonstop. We got to take a break, man. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SELL-FAST is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us. Couple few ways, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfont Sports. Facebook, Dorfont Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfont Sports there. Okay, brother, it's that time. We got to jump out to the phone. Because we do have a caller, none other than MISM, Mitch in Santa Monica. In case of you that, some of you that just are checking us out for the first time today and don't know, he's a big part of the program. I mean, every now and again, when the one and only Andy Dorf can't be here, well, sometimes MISM fills in for me. So maybe if you were listening over the last couple weeks, you'll be familiar with this cat. MISM, good morning, my friend. How are you, pal?
My goodness gracious, it's been 4 weeks and we heard Andy Dorf on sports, the GOAT of sports entertainment talk radio. I mean, my goodness gracious, what on earth, but what has gone on? The world has seems to have changed, but no, it hasn't, because why? The new GOAT, MJ Media, Mike J. Wilson took over the realm. And my goodness, while the cat was away, the mice surely had some fun and played. But you know what? At least he didn't burn down the house. And it was here left standing for you as, on your triumphant return from the islands. And Mon, I heard you had a very good time, Mon. But welcome back. Welcome back, my brother from another mother.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much. Yes, it was a good time. Obviously, we got to Jamaica. We checked that out. Honduras was amazing. Belize was pretty cool. Grand Cayman Islands was nice. I saw some of where some of those rich people live, man. I got to see where Rihanna has a home. I got to see where Justin Bieber has a home. I got to see where Jack Nicklaus has a home. I even got to see where the man, the myth, the legend, Arthur Blank, Home Depot, has a really, really unbelievable home there on the Grand Cayman Islands, too. So, yeah, man, it was definitely an experience of a lifetime. And good to hang out with those people, bro. Like, come on. Now, who Dorf on sports? That, like, when I do it, bro, you know how I do this. MISM, I do it big, brother. So, Rihanna welcomed me, Jack welcomed me, Arthur Blank welcomed me, and Bieber. Holy cow, man! Oh man, that dude has a home. So, yes, it was a trip of a lifetime, and an early 50th birthday present to myself, which is coming up real soon, July 13th. So. Yeah, man, it's that time. We got to start taking care of ourselves, and we got to enjoy life, because like someone said to me the other day, they're like, dude, you're on the back nine. And it like, I am. I'm on the back freaking nine, man. Like, I'm a $50 bill pretty soon. I'm a $50 bill. Anyways, I don't want to steal your thunder. What's on your mind today, man?
What's on my mind? Well, it's kind of here we are in that land of in between sport. You know, I mean, obviously the NHL and the NBA, and now it was done, and the trading, and it's happening, and drafting, and baseball is just about halfway through, and we see my Milwaukee Brewers are leading the Central, and Yelich is doing well, and I can't help but think. July 2nd of 2014 and what went down on that day, and that there's a guy who used to sit in section 111 at Miller Park or American Family who Insurance Park, who just won't be there anymore, and looking down on the team and smiling and hoping once again that his Milwaukee Brewers will have a chance to maybe do something. But, you know,
are you there? MISM?
Did we?
He'll be back. He's going through one of those little, like, kind of like you. What, do you get a scorpion
right
in the line here and there? It happens every now and again. he'll be back. He'll be back. He'll wind up calling us back. So we'll let him get back on his rant. But I hear what he's saying, you know, like, and we're talking about it. Like, it is that time of the year where the sports world slows down a little bit, but we have these little nuggets tossed at us, like he's saying, with the draft and the free agency market, and then right around the corner.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try.
Well, we got to lose that. Right around the corner, we have NFL, you know, the guys getting back into workouts, and I mean, and the OTAs are going on, and for some weird reason, Aaron Rodgers is in a camp this year where he hasn't done that for the past 20 years. But hey, I ain't mad at you. I mean, it makes sense. Like, dude, you're gonna go and you're gonna play with those guys who you're gonna be playing with all season. Scratch your head. It makes a little bit of sense, dude. But it's taken you to get to a new team to do that. So I get where MISM is coming from. Like, we're in that little dark area where I think it's a little slow, but at the same time, it's not that slow, because we can talk about these things 24/7. We can talk about these things for 12 months a year now, because at the end of the day, dude, like let's be honest, man. There are no more breaks in sports. Like, if you're not learning from anything, the NBA should have taught us all something, right? Like, it should have taught us that nothing matters except getting into a tournament. And once you get into a tournament, you have a shot. It doesn't matter
possible.
If you're the eighth seed.
Right.
Yeah. All right. MISM, you're back. So you can go back to your rant. You were basically talking about the where we're at in sports, and like, I get it, bro. I totally get it. It is a downtime, but as you mentioned, free agency market has helped us a lot, because we talk about that nonstop, and what's going on with over $1 billion in the NBA is insane, and then the NHL, their free agency, their draft. You mentioned baseball in full throttle. Like, dude, I'm with you, but at the end of the day, sports are different now. We can literally talk about all this stuff 12 months a year, and I got news for you, man. To me, it's exciting no matter when we're talking about it, MISM. So go get back to your rant.
So why aren't you talking about the match this past week? I mean, that was unwatchable sport. And that being said, you know, 20 of your colleagues over at ESPN got cut this week, and they've posted like $12 billion profit, but yet you've got the likes of Van Gundy and Jalen Rose and Keyshawn Johnson, and probably one of the goats of women in sports journalism, Susie Colbert, losing her job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really bad, you know? I mean, like, why? I mean, is there really need a change of direction? Like, that massive layoff? These are some of the giants of our industry that people just love. And I felt bad about that. And like, that's the headline, and the match is the headline. And I'm thinking, you know, that's why we're kind of like in between. Those things are taking such big things. We're just waiting for training camp to be over and just kind of tee it up and let's see what happens. Let's see, you know, what Rodgers has. Let's see what, you know, are the Pack. No one knows what the Packers will be like. Let's see if Burrows is going to come back. Let's see, you know, there's all the let's see stuff. Let's just get to August. Although, man, just July 2nd, you know, and you just got to enjoy the day as best you can.
No, but to your point, we did talk about the four-letter network, letting people go. And again, man, sometimes you get it right and sometimes you get it wrong, right? Like you don't always do things right and you don't always do things wrong. Some of the people they let go, okay, but I agree with you. Some of those names were shocking and surprising, to say the least, as to some of the people that they were letting go and some of the people that they retain. And I saw, you know, something about Stephen A. and where he sits. It's some of these people, for some reason, they're untouchable, and it doesn't make a lot of sense. And then you have certain people that are really, really expendable, and to me, that doesn't make sense. And you know, there are certain people that are making a ton of money that, I got news for you, if you took them out of your face, I don't think that people would be upset about it. And if you left certain people in your face that aren't so in your face, people would have probably liked that a little bit more. So to your point, yes. But I'm going to say also, don't feel bad for people either that are making millions and millions of dollars. Because when you get into this profession, we all know how it works. Like, you're on top of the mountain one day. It's the same, like, for that, right? You're on top of the hill one day, and then the next day or years later, you might be on the bottom of that hill.
No, I get okay? that. Like, and it's really not about the...
The bottom line is, like everybody, like Mike says, you know, capitalize on the moment. Hey, let me ask you this, because we were talking of your expectations, maybe some of like what you're looking for with this upcoming NFL season.
Hello, can you hear me?
Of course we can hear
hello?
You.
Hello? Okay, I don't know, because you're dropping in and out. All right, upcoming NFL season.
Give us some of your expectations for the NFL season.
My expectations. Michael J. Wilson said, I want to see what the Packers are doing for, they, you know, now they're not going to have an MVP quarterback. Dude, we haven't had an MVP quarterback twice in the last 30 years, and look how that turned out, right? We started the season without an MVP quarterback. So I'm just going to embrace the love this year. I am really looking forward, you know, sure, call me Homer, Cam SM, Packer Homer, whatever the heck you want. But I think that the Jordan Love story could end up being one of those really magical NFL stories. The kid has been sitting there for a while learning. He hasn't got his brain or his body beat up. He's matured. And even though more so, he's got a cast of young, mid-veterans and senior veterans that are willing to go to the line and give this kid every best possible shot. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I don't think it really happens often where you get that type of situation where, you know, or if ever, a kid who sat for 3-4 years and gets thrown into a situation that has a great team and no one knows what's going to happen. So I think that's a huge storyline this year. You know, are the Lions going to continue on their rise at the end of the year? I don't know. Are they the Lions or are they the Lions? You know, are the Bears going to be as predicted? Who knows? You know, I mean, there's so much stuff. Is Mahomes going to come back and do all these things? I think it's going to be a great season. I'm looking forward to it. So many questions. And I'm just waiting to see how what the answers are. And like you said, let's just get into the tournament and then see how it all plays out. So I'm looking forward for a fantastic NFL year. You know, I'll be rocking this show on the Sunday of season one.
MISM, glad to talk to you today, brother. And obviously thinking about Uncle Shelley big time, obviously, my friend. So I love you, man.
All right, have a great show, guys. Have a great day.
All right, man. Love that guy. Really love him. He is a brother from another mother, man. Like, for real. No joke. Anyways, we got to take a break, dude. And you know what? We got to come back with parting shots. We did not mention this, but it is on my mind. Hot Novak Djokovic with another opportunity to get another major. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Andy Dorf coming at you. Obviously, 4th of July coming in hot. Enjoy that time with your family and friends. We will get at you, obviously, next weekend, and that'll be a little bit after the 4th. But I wanted to get that out there before we get caught speeding with what we always do, which is called parting shots. Before we do that, got to thank John Poulter. Got to thank MISM for giving us a call today. Yeah, good stuff, as always, from both of them. Mike, you're up, my friend. It's parting shot time.
Hey, look, you know, we've talked about the NBA free agency quite a bit. And look, my shout out goes to Damian Lillard. I'm from Portland, grew up, born and raised in Portland. Haven't lived there for a little while, but I know what Dame means to that community. And it's just time to move on for both parties. But I appreciate what Dame did for my hometown.
Yeah, man, he's basically the best Blazer in Blazer history, let's be honest, and probably has done the most in that community. It's a tough pill to swallow, but at the end of the day, like you're saying, certain things, it's just time. He deserves an opportunity to win, and they deserve an opportunity to get, you know, something in return for a guy that's done so much for them. My parting shot is going to be to Novak, baby. Let's go get another major.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.